14-7 our score as we begin the second quarter of play from Wimberley. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Navarro has the ball now. First down and 10 from their own 31-yard line. And in motion for the Panthers, the give is up the middle to Law, and he is stonewalled right there at the line of scrimmage. They're actually going to give him a yard, but that sets up a third down and 4. This would be another great stop here if the Texans can stop him and force the punt again. And you're right, Jared. They are substituting pretty liberally here is Doug Warren to keep his defense fresh. Evel comes to the line of scrimmage. Turns. He will give it to Gomez up the middle, 35-40.
Look at him. He lost the ball.
Dropped the ball. I think he came back up with it, though. Let's see. Yep. First down for Navarro. Ah, Gomez dropped it, Jared. It looked like three Texans were around that ball, and Gomez was able to get it back.
And the good news slash bad news for Wimberley is he had a touchdown in the bags for the most part.
Yeah, he was wide open. Actually, that was Reyna.
And then Kipperus ran right by. Of course, if you're guy Kipperus, you don't think, hey, the guy's just going to throw the ball at my feet. Let me pick it up real quick.
No, that's sudden.
You're planning on laying a lick on the guy, and he kind of invades you. He did.
He didn't get it knocked, dislodged, that's for sure. Here's the give off left tackle. That's Ty Law on the carry. He gets a yard, but that's it. Second down and 9. Texan defense looks pretty lively here tonight. Looks like they're running around and swarming the football pretty good. It's sometimes confusing to play against this offense. You don't know who has the ball. But one thing you do know, you know approximately where the ball is going to be because everybody's together. It's just kind of a scrum out there when you play Navarro.
Yeah, it looks like an old rugby match.
It does. Second down and 9. And the give is to the left side. That's Reyna. Not a lot of running room. He's able to step off about 5, but he'll be well short of the first down. It'll be third down and 5. Since that opening drive, Texans defense has really been outstanding.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. Kent Kenyon right there on that play comes all the way from the other side of the field. Him and Cade Stover kind of dropping back into the defense. Kenyon comes all the way across to hit him really stop him stone cold right there. So that's a big play on a play, exact same play that Gomez fumbled on a minute ago. He ran right there.
Third down and 5. Huge play here. The turn and the give to Law, trying to get outside on the left side. He is going to be hit, but he's able to spin out of the tackle. It's going to be short of the first down, but I would bet that they would go for it here. They're about a yard short. They're going to spot it at the Wimberley 47-yard line. What do you think, Jared? Think they'll go for it here?
Yeah, no doubt. They're going to go for it right here, and we're going to see big Ian Burnett coming in right here. We're going to see him add some little LBs on the line right here, and we'll see if they can't stuff them on this down. And really the majority of what we've seen has been on the outside. They may kind of run it a little differently right here, maybe try to give the ball to Gomez right up the middle or a keeper by Ewald.
Fourth down and 1. From the Wimberley 47-yard line, Evel will turn and give it right up the middle. It's going to be a first down. Gomez, a hard-earned 4-yard carry down to the Wimberley 44, and they'll move the chains.
Yeah, that's a big lick right there placed on him. But, again, execution, they've kind of run it to the right, run it to the left, almost like an Army Corps right here. Left, right, and then go up the middle.
And they are hard to... They're just so hard to defend if they just need a yard. You know, they're so good with their offensive line, and they don't really have a lot of home run hitters on their offense, but they're just kind of a well-oiled machine. They lull you to sleep and just grind it out. First down and 10 from the Texan 44-yard line. Evel will take it now, a shotgun. First time we've seen that, and he's able to get it to about the 40. 8:05 left to play in the second quarter. Our score, Wimberley 14-7. A good one here tonight from Wimberley. Second down, call it a long 4, I guess. They got to get it inside the 35 for the first down. See if the Texans can stiffen up here. Power formation. Absolutely no wide receivers in the game whatsoever. Going to give it to Gomez, and he has stopped right at the line of scrimmage. But he's able to worm his way forward for about 3 yards down to the 36. So it'll be third down and 2. You get the feeling that Les Goad doesn't care if it's third down or fourth down. He's just going to grind you to death, isn't he?
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. Everything's four down territory. Anything on the other side of the 50-yard line, Wimberley side is going to be four down territory for them. They're using every down they can.
Gomez again behind Eveld. He'll get the carry up the middle. Yet another 3 yard gain. It's going to be a first down, and they'll move the chains again. Ball at the 33-yard line. Well, if the Texans can get a couple of stops here, Jared, and you get the feeling that if the Texans can get ahead by 2 scores with this Navarro offense, it's hard to come back when this is your offense, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Zach and I were talking just a minute ago of the same thing. If Wimberley does jump up and get into it, obviously the Navarro Panthers don't have a huge passing game, and if you're forcing them to pass it, they're not a team that can score in chunks.
Right.
They're a team that can score periodically and methodically down the field.
The turn and the give right side to Gomez. Stopped near the line of scrimmage. May have gotten a yard or two, but that's it. I think they're going to give him 2 down to the 32, so it'll be second down and 8. Charitable spot.
Oh, going quick here. Brady's got to get off field.
Yeah, tempo. Back to throw is Eveld, looking left, looking long, lobs it left, and it is incomplete. Knocked away in the secondary. That looked like Stover on that far sideline knocking it away. Now a very late flag. I'm not sure what this is going to be, but it's probably going to hack me off. Stover was excited, but it was a non-contact thing, and Stover was jumping up and down, and I don't know if they're going to get it. You think it's unsportsmanlike is what the call is going to be?
It is going to be. He kind of waved his hands like, no, you did not catch that ball. And, the back judge is going to throw this flag. But at some point,
let him play.
Let him play the football game. It's a football game, and it's going to be intense. It's a rivalry. So maybe we'll get a little bit of common sense used and wave it off, but I'm going to doubt it. But we haven't seen it yet. So
that's what they're going to call here. It's a great play by Stover in that secondary. See if we can get the call.
Is he going to wave it off? Nope. Dead ball, personal foul.
Oh. 15-yard penalty. Oh, that's just a killer on second down and long, Jared. And you don't want a game like this to come down to calls like that that has nothing to do with what's happening between the lines.
I say every single time that a ref is for a game, not to be the game. And unfortunately, sometimes you get them with butterfingers or sticky fingers, and they grab for that flag and they throw it on a really a great play right there by Cade Stover on the first pass. Really, only opportunities he's had to really defend a pass at this point. So, and he doesn't do it to anybody. There's nobody standing over there. It's
no,
10 yards out of the end zone.
No.
He's not looking at the coaches. He's not looking at anybody.
Ball at the 17-yard line now. So that puts him into the red zone. And you just got to let it go, Jared. It's out of your control, right? Is that what Doug Warren tells them? Hey, boys, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, so at this point right now, you're exactly right.
I mean,
you've given them new life, and you've given them that first down. But, step up, make a big play.
Ball at the 17. Turn, and the give is up the middle. I think that is Gomez, and they had a new quarterback in there. That was Wyatt Blair who came in. I'm not sure why.
I was looking at the same thing. Are we mistaken? And maybe there was a late hit in the back. Of course, they had a called late hit. It was a personal foul, dead ball. But you're exactly right. Or a wildcat formation. We just didn't see it because it looks like Eveld is back in there now.
Is Eveld back in there? Yeah, that's Eveld now under center. He picked up 1 yard, did Gomez, so it'll be second down and 9 from the 16. They're going to give it right side. That is Reyna, I believe. No, that's Gomez, too. He's able to push it down to about the 11. So Navarro will face a third down and 4. They got to get it to the 7 for the first down. 5:25 left to play in the first half. Wimberley leads it 14-7, but Navarro driving here.
And I'm sad to say that I did not watch the Navarro kicker in warmups to see if a field goal would be an option. I don't anticipate it. I anticipate third, and even if it's 4th and 5, Navarro probably goes for it here. But I wish I had more information on that for you.
The turn and the give. It's left side. That's Ty Law. He cuts it back inside. He is popped at about the 6-yard line. I think he's got enough for the first down, though. As I'm watching where they're spotting it, and they're going to spot it inside the 7. He's thrown down rather violently at about the 15-yard line, and no flags, though. Let's see if they give him the first. No, they may bring this out for a measurement. No, the official's going to say first down. So they're not going to measure it. It's at the 7. Boy, that looks awfully close. I kind of wish they would measure that.
Why would they start now?
Why now? Yeah. Why start now? So first down and goal now. 4.5 minutes left to play in this second period. Boy, it'd be nice if the Texans could hold them here and eat up the rest of this first half and then get the ball again first in the second half. This is a big moment in this ball game right here.
We got a flag out in the back of the end zone here.
Yeah, just suddenly thrown. I don't know if it's delay of game or something.
I don't know. I think he got the glue fingers
again.
Yeah,
delay of game. How about that? So they're going to back him up. Of course, that back judge can see that clock from back there. So,
of course, he's looking 120 yards away at the clock.
That's right. So that certainly helps the Texans as they back it up from the 7. They should put this on the 12. Les Goat is way out beyond the numbers talking to the officials. I think he thinks they reset that thing too quickly. I would imagine that's his argument here, right?
Yeah, you know, it took him a couple seconds, to, like you were talking about, to call first down on the play. We thought they may do a measurement, but they did not. And so there was probably 6 or 7 seconds that went off before the ball was even run in. And I noticed that the head white hat did not run, you know, run a motion of the clock, obviously, as it was a run play. So immediately the ball was put down and it was clock running. So
and they're not going to – are they going to walk this off? Now Doug, you can bet Doug Warren's going to be hacked off.
I promise you he's going to get outside the numbers.
Yeah, he's at the numbers now and he's talking to the line judge. Meanwhile, the white hat is on the far side talking to Les Goad. Hey, either the clock ran out or it didn't. One or the other. Obviously, the back judge is going to throw it when it gets to 0. And we'll see. Maybe they did reset it too soon. I don't know.
No, nope, they're going to move it now.
Now, going to mark it off back to the 12-yard line. I just see that as karma for that unsportsmanlike conduct call.
Yeah. If they get another one, we'll call it karma.
I don't know if coaches believe in karma or not. At any rate, it's going to be at the 12-yard line now. Replay first down. It'll be first down and goal to go. Now the line judge is going to jog out and talk to the official. This is a pretty simple deal, fellas. You're taking too long. Let's go.
Yeah. You're delaying the game here. Throw a penalty on the Blues.
Let's play some football. Eval now as they wind the clock. Ready to go here. First and goal from the 12. Fakes the handoff. No, he gave it to Ty Law. And Ty is able to run it down to the 10-yard line. He gets a couple of yards. It'll be second down and goal. Their kicker, Efren Alfaro, on the extra point, he had plenty of distance, and that was against the wind. So I can confidently say I believe that they are within his field goal range here.
You know, one thing to notice as this game goes on is these Texan defenders are holding them up at the end, and every single time they're pushing them back 2-3 yards with some big hits.
Second down and 10 now. Back to throw, Evel. He's going to take it down under and run it. He's got the 5. Tough running down to the 3-yard line, so it'll be third down and goal. I guess he didn't like what he saw in the end zone. He was looking in the end zone, but instead he tucked it under and ran.
You almost wonder at this point, that's about the 4th or 5th one that he's done. You almost wonder if that's a design that he's just going to go back 3 steps back, hop twice, and then take off running.
Like a quarterback draw.
That's exactly what you're wondering because, I mean, he's thrown 1 ball, I believe, tonight, and
yeah,
he's dropped
it
back 5 or 6 times.
Well, here we go. Here's the turn. The give is to Law, looking for running room, jumps over a tackler, and is able to navigate his way into the end zone. That's a nice run by Ty Law, and a touchdown for Navarro.
Yeah, that's a big play right there. Texans had him back on a defense a little bit, and a good second down run right there by the quarterback. And gets him down to the 2, and Law, like you said, just kind of hurdles over. We saw him try to hurdle earlier. It didn't work as good. That one was a little bit better executed.
Yeah, that was nice looking. Here's Alvaro now for the extra point try. It is up, and it is good. 2:25 left to play in the second quarter. Boy, we got a good one from Wimberley. Texans 14, Navarro 14. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Five Star ER. Five Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it Five Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at FiveStarER.com.
By Seton Medical Center Hayes. Offering comprehensive cardiovascular care, from diagnostic services to open-heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Five left to play in the second quarter. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Hunter Benoli, Gavin Martinez deep for the kickoff. Tie score, 14 apiece. Benoli gets it at the 16-yard line. That's not Benoli.
That's Krebs. He got a seat.
And Krebs is tackled at the 36-yard line. He looked like he was getting ready to kick it into fourth gear there.
He did. He had a seam, and it just closed before he could get there. And you know, run like that, that's what I like to see from Hayden Krebs. He ducks his head down, and he's gone like a shot out of a bullet. I mean, literally a half a second too late, or we're talking about him dancing around on the M in the end zone down here. And
see if we had a flag here as they're talking to Doug Warren. The ball is spotted at the 37-yard line. I think we had a flag against Navarro here.
I don't see the flag on the field, but you're definitely right.
Offsides Navarro. So
are they going to re-kick?
First down, they're going to add it.
They're
going to
add it to the end. Okay.
So that'll put Wimberley at the 42-yard line. Again, the Texans will get the ball first in the second half, and there's 2 minutes and 18 seconds here, so there's a chance that the Texans can have it for two straight possessions. So, again, a game like this is a big, big time in the ball game here. Texans could do some damage here offensively. Weeks in the spread formation. He's got Carruthers to his left. Moss hadn't really done much on the ground here tonight so far. They hadn't had to. They've been quick striking with the passing game. Here's Carruthers, though, up the middle. And on cue, he's got the 45. Jukes a tackler to the 50. And he must have heard me. He stepped off 10 yards for the first down.
Yeah, that's a good run right there. It's good to establish that run, make those defensive backs really stay true to you. We've seen some success downfield passing. Moss adding that dynamic right there. Linebackers are going to have to hang just a little bit more. And, of course, Moss is a machine when he runs the ball anyways. He's kind of gotten into his groove here in the last three or four games as far as kind of going side to side and then bursting back up the field, and a big run right there for him.
Yeah, nice job. First down and 10 from the Navarro 47. Back to throw is Weeks. Looking over the middle, he's got a man near the 40 and brought down at the 41-yard line is the receiver Stover. Just got an update from the World Series. Zach Peterson, Astros 4, Dodgers nothing. Second inning.
Hello, Lance McCullers.
They must have jumped on Yu Darvish pretty good. Now let's see. It looks like the Texans are going to take a timeout with 1:21 left to play. Texans have one timeout remaining. They took one previously at the end of the first quarter. They'll face a second down and 4. And even though it's a tie game here, Jared, we kind of visited us three up here visited a little bit about this in the last break. Navarro hasn't really shown that they can stop the Texan offense.
That's right. You're exactly tonight. Correct. I mean, we said it, and really a lot of open downfield shots that JoJo's just been really on point tonight. And if Moss can get that running game going just ever so slightly, 50, 60 yards on the ground really is all he's going to need to let these wide receivers. And I got to tell you, from an impressive standpoint, he's already had a big night, but I look for Wyatt Mann to catch two or three more huge passes tonight, as he's kind of sometimes the lone guy up there on the top or the bottom, him or Gavin Martinez.
Right.
And that lone guy, they're doubling Gavin Martinez down here on the bottom. Wyatt Mann could have a huge game.
Second down and four. Rolling right is JoJo Weeks. Flag. He throws it deep down the field, and it's in and out of the hands of Wyatt Mann. Let's see what the flag is all about. I think they're going to get Wimberly for holding.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's right here in that offensive backfield. JoJo rolling out to his right there. So a tough time sometimes for these offensive linemen to hold a block that long. You're holding 6 or 7 seconds.
Yeah, they're going to step it off. A good sign, though, just after you said that. I mean, Wyatt Mann was wide open. I think this passing game is definitely going to be effective here tonight for Wimberly. If they could just kind of sort of solve the problem of the Navarro offense, I really like the Texans' chances.
Yeah, and if you're Wimberly at this point, you got a timeout left, but at the same time, you don't want to leave any clock left for the Navarro Panthers. So
second down and 14. Weeks going to roll, sets up a screen, caught, and he's got blockers. 45, 40, steps out of bounds. Is that Carruthers or Mitchell?
It is. That's Carruthers.
That's Carruthers. He got the first down. They're going to mark it at the 37-yard line of Navarro. That's a big, big play. They're going to stop the clock at 106 to move the chains.
And a smart play by Moss right there as he's coming. Moss, a guy who usually just likes to run you over. But a good, smart play by him after he gets the first down. Steps out of bounds to stop the clock at 106. And, clock's still rolling as far as the play clock right here. But Texans got all the time in the world from the 36-yard line with their offense.
You bet. First down and 10 now for Wimberly. Carruthers to the left of Weeks in the backfield. Fake handoff. Weeks going to do another screen. This one to Gavin Martinez. He's got a blocker to the 30, to the 25, and down to the 23-yard line is Gavin Martinez. And now the Texans will move quickly. The chains will be moved, and the clock stops at 57 seconds. Plenty of time, and the Texans have one timeout remaining. Ball at the 23. Weeks rolls right. Looking. He's got a man. Caught. That's Cade Stover. Touchdown, Wimberly.
And I saw that play. Stover comes inside like he's going to run the post, ends up running a corner route on the outside, and nothing but opportunity right there for JoJo as he throws another bullet. JoJo again, three touchdown passes before the half. How many times have we seen this young man throw just absolute dimes to these wide receivers?
How about that? He hit Stover on the 1 yard line. You are right about that, Jared. And here's Nick Coles with the extra point try, and
blocked.
It is blocked at the line of scrimmage, and it rolls out of the back of the end zone. So twice tonight, Wimberly has failed on the PAT attempts, but with 47 seconds left to play in the first half, our score is Wimberly 20 and Navarro 14. You're listening to Texan football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberly and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberly.
Good one here tonight from Texan Stadium in Wimberly. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson, Zach Peterson with you. Texans will kick off now with 47 seconds left to play in the first half. Leading Navarro 20-14. Again, the winner tonight will likely be the district champion.
Kicking into the wind here, a little bit different than the first half.
Brian Ramos, the kickoff man. See what it looks like into this strong and gusty wind. In Wimberly, here is the kickoff. It's a good one. It's going to be taken at the 13-yard line to the 20, to the 25, and out to the 27-yard line is the return man. That was Will Reyna. And that is where Navarro will have it first down. I think they have all three of their timeouts remaining here, Jared, with 41 seconds left to play.
Yeah, good tackle right there by Hunter Benoli, who had a Ramos had a little bit of a seam right there. Hunter really just sticks his body in front of him, kind of gets run over a little bit. But if he doesn't get him down, then that's the possibility of a huge play right there. And obviously, again, we've talked about, and this is my opinion, obviously, I don't think that Navarro has the downfield threat to be able to take a 41 second. They're going to have to end up having a big run with timeouts, and you just don't have a sustained drive with 41 seconds.
Turnover would be kind of nice right now.
Oh.
But look at this offensive spread formation, four wide receivers. So Evel's going to put it up. Back to throw, sets up a screen. It's high, caught at the 25, and out to the 29-yard line is the receiver. Not much of a play there. That was Johnny Alegria on the catch, a gain of two, second down and eight.
Yeah, that's a gift for Wimberley at this point. They've been running for more than two.
Texans have a timeout, but I think they're going to be content here. They're going to let the clock run. It's at 15 seconds. Reverse to the right side. He's got a blocker. Look out. 35-40. And out to the 41-yard line. That is
timeout. That surprises me.
Yeah, that's Johnny Alegria again on the carry. He gets the first down out to the 41-yard line. There's 8 seconds remaining. And I guess Les Goad obviously has confidence in his senior quarterback, that's for sure. Reminder, you're listening to Wimberley Texan Varsity Football on COWO, LPFM, Wimberley, Texas, broadcasting at 104.1 FM, wimberleyradio.org, and on the Sun Radio app, part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. And this game's lived up to his billing so far, Jared. This has been a kind of a fun first half.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. Opposite the extra point attempts that haven't done good, Wimberley is probably playing the game that they wanted to come in and play. They've come up with a defensive stop to give themselves the lead at this point going into the half, hopefully, barring an 8-second touchdown run right here. Really snot-nosed game right now.
41-yard line, back to throw is Evel. He's going to throw it left side, a little hook and ladder they had going there, Jared. But the ball is dropped. Didn't fool the Texans, though. If you notice, they were ready to tackle on that hook and ladder. The clock stops at 4 seconds remaining of the half.
You got to love the trick plays. Play like that is obviously designed to catch everybody off guard, but you're right. There's four Texans over there, and I believe if Gomez would have gotten the pitch on that one, I think he'd have lost about 3 yards off the pitch from the wide receiver.
Right.
They were standing there waiting for him, but 4 seconds left here on the clock in the first half.
They may just kneel it here. I mean, you don't want to take a chance on dropping the ball and having it returned, you know?
Yeah, they're going to run it, but I think I'd just take it into the half right here.
Yeah, they're going to give it on an inside handoff to the 45. A nice little gain by Alegria, but that will end the first half of play. Texans certainly happy with the result. Texans 20 and Navarro 14. It's halftime. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.